is a nimoyim mele b'yoyim. Then he agrees that din is u'bayoyim ha'shmini, you have to have the milu b'davka by day and not at night time. Shaloi b'zmanoi, but any time the bris is not on the eighth day when he was born, let's say he's 9 or 10 days old already, then nimulim b'yoyim of alayla. If you want to, you can even make the bris mil even at night time. That's what Reb Shimon holds. So it's a machlokes here. If a milu shaloi b'zmanoi or a moshuch, if a person that was moshuch is orla, and he has to make a second bris milu, can he do it at night time or not? So my first thought, the ikum machlokes is about moshuch. So my love, welcome if look, isn't a machlokes like this. To Masova Moshech the Uraisa. The Tanakam holds that Moshech of Yemoshech Olosoi, you have to make a second bris mila mid Uraisa. And since you have to do it mid Uraisa, it has to daft be b'yoyim and not at night. O Masova Rav Shimon holds Moshech the Rabbonin. Know that a Moshech has to make a bris mila soni mid Rabbonin. Therefore, it could even do it at night time. That's the Machlokes. That's the Gemara thought. For the Gemara of Tisbro, is this the Pshan the Machlokes? Rav Shimon argues in a lot of cases, not only by Moshech, even by a kid that didn't have a bris mila yet, and he's 9 or 10 days old, he also says you can do it at night time. So for the Gemara, Kotin Shavuz Man, if you have a kid, a Jewish boy, that's 10, 11 days old, Mi Yikul Aman Di Yom Ad Rabbonin, does anybody hold that the Chiv Mila is only Mid Rabbonin? Avadim Mid Yerais, he has a Chiv to make a bris mila. True, the Aditha said to do it on the 8th day, but if you don't do it on the 8th day, the Chiv Mila is still here until you do it. So even though it's a chiyuv midiraisa, still Reb Shimon holds you're allowed to do it at night time. So that's not the machlokes here. A moshuch is midiraisa midrabbanan. So Gemara says Ela de kuli yalma could be everybody holds like Reb Hunataka that moshuch the rabbanan, that a person that had a bris mila and lady was moshuch or losoi, the chiyuv mila is only midrabbanan. The katan shavas manu midiraisa, but a kid that did not have a bris yet, even though he's 10, 11 days old, there's a chiyuv midiraisa to give him a bris mila. See, if so, what's the machlokes from Shimon and the Tanakama? So Yehocha bo kemiflugi. Here the machlokes is like this: Ma'asava dashinun u'bayoyim, or Ma'asava loy dashinun u'bayoyim. The Tanakama says we dashin u'bayoyim ashmini. The extra vav teaches us not only on the eighth day does the mila have to be by day and not by night, but u'bayoyim, even any time you make a bris mila, there's always a din by yoyim and not at night. And Reb Shimon says, no, he doesn't dashen the vav u bayoyim. Therefore, bayoyim ashmini, on the eighth day when you make a milu bizmano, the other Torah says bayoyim, it has to be by day and not by night. Ma'ashenken, any time you make a bris milu shloi bizmano, it's kosher even balayla. The Mor says now, ki ho, di Yosef, Reb Yechanan was sitting down, ukedorish, he dashen like this. Noiser bizmano, eina nisuf ela bayoyim. When you have kodeshim, that became nicer that day, like let's say Shlomim, it became the third day already, so now the locker is, it's nicer, so there's a mitzvah to burn it by Yom that day. What about Shloi Bizman? Let's say you didn't burn it that day, is Nisra Bein B'Yom Bein Malayla. You could burn the nicer even at night time. That's what Rabbi Yechonim was saying over. V'yesve Rabbi Lozen Rabbi Yechonim. Rabbi Lozen asked the kasha to Rabbi Yechonim like this. Ey li'yele nimolishmini. We only know when you make a bris mila on the eighth day that it has to be done b'yoyim. Shein nimel el b'yoyim. It has to be dafka at daytime. Minayin, how do we know l'rabas l'tisha l'yasar l'yacharos l'shnei mosar? How do we know that even a kid that shalei bizmano, the kid is 9, 10, 11, or 12 days old already, that when we make the bris mila, it also has to be dafka by daytime like we hold l'alocha, and not at nighttime. Talmud loyma v'dashin u'bayoyim. Vadashin the Vav, so you see, Ubayim teaches us, the extra Vav teaches us, that a Davka has to be at daytime and not at nighttime. So, Mel, this is the Kasha to Rav Yechanan. How could you say Noiser? Shiloh Bizmana, you could burn it even at nighttime. By Noiser, the Pasuk says, Vaha Noiser, it says the Vav there also. Ah, you tell me maybe Rav Yechanan meant to say, according to Rav Shimon Shita, that doesn't dashin the word Vav? No. Rish Lakish, Rav Lazi has the Kasha like this. That the afilu leman deloy darish vav, afilu according to Reb Shimon Shita, by milish loy bizmano that says you can make it at night time, because he does not dashen the vav by yom hashmini, but vav vehei darish. But over here by noiser, by leftover kodeshim, it says vaha noiser. It says an extra vav and an extra hey. When you have an extra vav and an extra hey, everybody holds your dashen to teach us that just like the first day, you have to burn it at daytime. Who then, if you wait to the fourth or fifth day, you could only burn the noisa by daytime and not by nighttime. This is the kasha Reb Lez asked Reb Yechanan. But at Kol Ponim Yisrei Bayos, the Machlokes is, if Mila Shaloi Bizmana could be at night time, is Toloi Tidash in the Vav, Uba Yoimanat. So Mor says, Ishtik, Rabbi Yechanan kept quiet, like Rabbi Lez asked him a good kasha. Rabbi Yechanan dashed that Noisa Shaloi Bizmana could even be at night time, and Rabbi Lez asked him back very well. Mor says, now, Bosu the Nofik, after Rabbi Lez went away, is Omale Rabbi Yechanan Resh Lakish. Rabbi Yechanan said to Resh Lakish, Reisil ben Pados, did you see Ben Pados, and Rabbi Lez ben Pados, did you see him? She Yoshe Vaderos Kumashir Piagvura. He dashed very good, he dashed in the Torah excellent. Like he caught me. Omale Resh Lakish said, Tidehi, what he told Yov is in his own drosha. Mas nisene, it's a Farish of Raisa. It's a Farish of Teres Kanim. Heicha Tonilei, so Resh Lakish, Rabbi Yechanan Resh Lakish, where did you learn it? The Teres Kanim. It's brought down this drosha in Teres Kanim. So Nofik Rabbi Yechanan went out, Tanina Betlosa Yemer. He learned through the whole Teres Kanim in 3 days. The Sovra Betlosa Yarcha. But it took him 3 months till he understood it well, till he said over all the svaras. I call upon him, that's the locha, that noiser is dafka by yom, you have to burn it. And who had in the mila, we hold every mila has to dafka be at daytime and not at nighttime. Now a new gemara. Omer Rabbi Loza. Rabbi Loza says, oral shehiza hazos like shera. An oral, a person that's an oral, a person that didn't have a bris mila yet, if he takes the mechatis, the water, that has the ashes of the Pura Adum in it, and he spritzes it, he sprays it on a person that has Tumas Mace on him, if he does it, B'yam Shlishim, B'yam Shvi, the person becomes Tor. In other words, even though the person that's spritzing it is an Oral, so what? The Mace and Oral we hold is not like a Tomei, therefore he could spritz the Mechatas upon somebody else. So the Gemara says, Midi Devi Atzful Yoim. It's the same Aloha like Atzful Yoim. Atzful Yoim means somebody that touched a Sheretz, let's say he was Tomei, and he went to the mikveh that day, and he still has a din tful yom on him until the night time. The locher is shafo pi shasa betruma, even though it's full yom, a kayin that went to the mikveh that day, he's also ti truma up until the night time. Still kosher b'parah, a tful yom is allowed to work with the parah duma. So the same thing in oral also, even though an oral is not allowed to eat truma, but so what, lamais he's allowed to be mekadesh to make the parah duma, to make the mechadis. For the Gemara, no, mal, it's full yom, I tell you, it's full yom is not so strong. She came mutter be meiser, because it's full yom is lad eat meiser. Maybe that's why he's allowed to work with the paraduma. Ma shenken an oru, that's not lad eat meiser, maybe he can't work with the paraduma. For the Gemara, otu, anan li achilu karminen. Are we talking about that he should be able to eat? Anan li negiyo karminen. We're talking about whether the person that's an oru, could he go and touch the paraduma, could he go and touch the mechatis? And the din is like this. Uma tful yoim shasa b'negiyah de truma. Madach tful yoim akoyin, that was Tomei. And he went to the mikveh that day. He's, even after the mikveh, he's not allowed to touch truma until the night time. Still muta b'poro. Still is allowed to work with the paraduma. Oral. Akoyin, that's an oral. She muta b'negiyah. He's allowed to touch truma. We all, the oral doesn't have a din tumor on him. It's just Allah, he's not allowed to eat truma. But he's allowed to touch truma. Is ainu din? Isn't it a svara for sure? Shemuta b'para, that he should be allowed to work with the paraduma. So this is Reb Lez's chiddush, that a person that's an oral is allowed to spritz the mechatis, the paraduma. The Maratanya Nami Yochum learned like this also. Oral shehiza azosak shera, an oral that made the azor that spritzed the mechatis upon somebody else. Shno lemaisa kshera. Well, my saw you once happened a case like this. V'chshiru chachomim azosoi. The chom taka said a stack of kosher. The azor is called the good azor. For the more meis, we have the kashi now on your Reb Leza. Tumtim, a person is a tumtim. Again, his beitzim is aver is covered up. We don't know if he's a zocher. We don't know if he's an isha. Talacharish shekidesh kedushay posel. If he went to be mekadesh, Rashi says she'irav eifah b'mayim. He poured the ashes of the paradum into the water to make the mechatis. If he did it, it's possible. It's not good. Why? Mifnei shu sofik oral. Because is a tumtum, is a sofik, maybe he's a zocher. And if he's a zocher, he's an oral. So if an oral can't do it. The oral possible a kaddish. And an oral is possible to make the mechatis. Says the kashya and Reb Leza. Here it says clearly an oral is possible to make the kiddish of the mechatis. So who adin? He can't spritz the mechatis either. So how come Reb Leza says an oral shehizor, his azosos kshera? Right, another locher is the yandrugnis. That's a person true, he has a gid, and he has a makam like an isha. And even if you made a bris mila on him, Shekiddish, if he was Mekadish to Mechates, Kiddush of Kosher. The Mice, it's okay. So Rashi says, Andrugnis Mohol, he had a bris milu on him. Shekiddish Kiddush of Kosher, Shafilu Ishik Sheru Lekadish, Lerabon Lekam Yafinu Tamayu. That the Rabbon and Shittur is, even an Isher is Kosher to make the Kiddush, to pour the ashes into the water. So therefore, the Andrugnis Mamonoshach, if he's a Zohar, he had a bris milu, he's okay. If he's in a cave, he's also okay to be Mekadish. Therefore, an Andrugnis is better than a Tumtin. Rabbi Yehuda Weiner, Rabbi Yehuda Shittur is no. Af Andrugnis Shekidesh Kedusha Psulim. Rabbi Yehuda Shittur is no, an Andrugnis. A person that has both Simonim, has a Gid, and has a Makkum like an Isha, even though he made a Bris Milah on him, still he can't make Kiddush for the Mechatis. Why? Nifnesha Sofik Isha. Because an Andrugnis is a Sofik, maybe the din of him is, he has a din like an Isha. And Rabbi Yehuda holds, the Isha Psula Milakadish. We'll soon ask him Sukkim. Rabbi Yehuda Shittur is an Isha's possible to be Mekadish the Mechatis. She is possible to put the ashes of the Paradum into the water to make the Mechatis. But our core point of the Gemara Kash and Rabbi Lezer is Kitani Miya, we learned over here, Oral, the Sufik Oral and a Tumtum, that's a Sufik Oral, possible Mekadish, he is not allowed to play around with the Mechatis. He can't make the Mechatis. So if he can't make the Mechatis, so what then? He can't make the Azor? So of course, it's not like Rabbi Lezer that says an oral is allowed to make tazor. So Gemara answers, Omer Rabbi Yosef, Haitana Tana Devar Rabbi Kivu. This Tana the Brisa goes according to Rabbi Kivu Shita. And Rabbi Lezer is going according to Chacham Shita, like we had before. The Marbele L'Oral Ketame, like we learned before, according to Rabbi Kivu, an oral has a Lochol Mamish like a Zav and like a Mitzvira. He has Tumor on him. And therefore, he can't touch the Mechatis. The Tanya we learned before, Rabbi Akiva Weimer, Ish Ish L'Rabbis Es Oral. That's the point, Ish Ish as a Zav and a Mitzvira. So he learns, Hu Adin, it goes on an oral. Like Rashi says, Ish Ish Mizer Aaron, Midiribi L'Or, Midirabi L'Oral. Kabi Temeim, Shema Mina D'Chiyadodin Yenu, V'yafilu L'Negiyah D'Trumasar. According to Rabbi Akiva, an oral, a kain that's an oral, not only can't he eat truma, but who adin he can't touch truma. He has a din tumor on him. So according to Rabbi Akiva, it's very good why an oral is not allowed to make the kiddush of the mechatis. Who adin he can't make the hazor. But according to Chacham Shita, Rabbi Lezer Shita, we had before, that he doesn't ask in the posnik ishish. Therefore he holds an oral is not tummy. If an oral is not tummy, true, an oral cannot eat truma, but he just can't eat it. But when he gives, he's allowed to touch truma. Therefore, what then he can make the mechatas and he can make the azor be kosher. Verse is on my rova. Have the yasiv no kaim with Rabbi Yosef. I was sitting down in front of Rabbi Yosef. The kashali, and he asked a question like this. How come le lishtam et tana, how come no tana have we learned? I never found the tana mishnah of a listed that learned ha'oro via tome. That said an oro has the same halacha like a tome. For lema, then I should say, Rabbi Akivi goes to contra Rabbi Akivi shita. For the Gemara of Eloi, you never found a Mishnah like this. For Akhtoni, we learned the Mishnah in Chagiga, it sounds like this. Ha'orel v'hatomei pturim in Ariya. So you see, an Orel and a Tomei have the same halacha. A person that's an Orel doesn't have a bris milah yet. A person that's Tomei, he's potter from being a regal. He's potter from being in a korban el Ariya. So he says, I put the two together. So Gemara says, Hosu mishum demoyis. Over there, maybe not because he has a din tumor on him. An oral. But maybe because he looks disgusting. Rashi says, the moyis liiros biazor. It's not nice for a person that's an oral to be seen in the Beis Hamikdash. That's why he's potter. But not because really he's a tummy. Maybe this Mishnah is not like Rabbi Akiva Shita. It's just that he's moyis. Now the Gemara says, v'yozdu l'tamayu. Rashi says, Rabbi Yehuda v'rabbonin, d'yefligu liyel b'andrugnis. So Shain, so Kitzah, there's no kasha really on Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Akiva talk argues on him. But Reb Lez alone, Reb Lez himself holds an oral is not tamei. Therefore, an oral that makes hazor, it's kosher. Now, before we add a machlokes, Reb Yudin Chachamim, whether an isha is allowed to be mekadish to mechatas or not. What's the machlokes? The Gemara says Yozlo tamei. The Tanya learned like this: Hakel kasherim mekadish. Everybody, even an isha, is kosher to put the efer of the paradum into the water to be mekadish the water. Chutz mecheres shayt v'kotan. Only a cheres shayt v'kotan they can't do it. So Rashi learns, call ksherim means, I call ksherim, call at hirin. Ksherim lekadish mechadas afilu isha. I will oral batame loy ribi. But an oral and a tome cannot do it. We have Yehuda, Machshe b'Kotin. Yehuda says a cotton is okay. Ol poiso b'yishav uva andrugnis. But if Yehuda Shittu is an isha and an adrugnis, a sofik isha, they cannot be mekanesh to mechatis. But it says, my time with the Rabbonin. What's the Rabbonin svar that says an isha could? The Yassir, the Pasuk says, v'lokhu letomei me'efes reifas achatis. You have to take for the tomei, a person's a tomei mace, from the sreif of the burning of the paraduma. So Vidashin Hanech the Pasli Biasifa. Whoever is possible to gather together the ishes is psulun bekiddush. Has the same psul, they can't put the afer into the water. But Hanech the Ksherim Biasifa, whoever is kosher to gather together the ishes, is Ksherim bekiddush. They're also allowed to make the kiddush. So that's the Chom Shita, it's an isha of a lokhu. Rashi says, Bosar Asifas aporo, ksivach avoido the kiddush. V'yein avoidim of seges bin time, there's no avoidim in between. Sef hanech de psulim be'asif psulim kiddush. V'osam dashin bi'osav ish. V'loi kotin tor la'achshir es isha. So by asif gathering together the ishes of the paradumu, we dashin that ish v'loi kotin, and tor is lafuka, and isha is also kosher. That's the chom shita, since an isha is kosher, to gather together the efer of the paraduma, who within an isha is allowed to make the kiddush. She's allowed to now take the ashes and put it into the water to be mekanish the mechatis. For Rabbi Yehuda Amalok, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, im came if so, lay makro vilokach, if it's a continuation. My viloku, what does it mean viloku? The afilu hanech the psulim hosim ksherim hocha. Even the ones that are apostle over there are kosher over here. Another Rashi says, "In came the heavy asayfa nokad legabe legabe mikadish lichta v'lokach l'tomei keich the silvi asayfa v'yos loshin yochid." So whether a few one of the psulim hosim going cotton, he doesn't even people that are apostle to make the asayfa a cotton can't make the asayfa to make the kiddush though he is kosher. A cotton couldn't make the kiddush. If you say such a chiddush, that even the people that are psulim for the asifa, to gather the ashes together, is allowed to make the kiddush, so even an isha should also be kosher. For the Gemara, the pasuk says, v'nosan, aloshin yochid, v'loi v'nosno, aloshin zochor, and not on the cave, but not an isha. For Rabbanan, for the Gemara, Rabbanan say an isha is allowed to, ikse v'lokach v'nosno, v'mino shoko chad v'yoyiv chad, who would have said that, loshin v'lokach v'nosno? Or if one person has to take it, and one person has to put it into the ashes. Because Rachmona v'loku, the teachers want that the same person could do it. Because Rachmona v'loku v'nosno v'mino, the shakli tray v'yoyiv tray, you need two people to take it, and two people to put it into the water. It's because the Rachmon of Eloku v'Nosan. The Afilu Shakle Trey, even if two people took the Afer. The Yoyiv Chad, only one person put it into the water. The Hizo, it still is good. Yeah. Alright, we'll stop here. We'll go over the list Gemara again on the next tape. Let's stop here. Yeah, we're holding that Ayin Bezum at Bez. Again, in the middle of Les Shiloh, that Rabbi Lezer said a chiddush. Rabbi Lezer said a chiddush that an oral shehiza is azos ksheira. That an oral, even though you didn't have a bris milah done to you yet, but still, if you take the mechatis and spritz it upon somebody that's a tamei meis, you could be metayeh that person, even though you're an oral. So what? Rabbi Lezer holds an oral is not a tamedika person. You stam an oral, you don't have a bris milah, but if you make hazo on somebody else, it's ksheira. The Gemara asked the Kasha, Brisa said not like that. So Gemara said the Brisa goes according to Rabbi Kiva Shita. Again, the Tanya, Rabbi Kiva Roima, ish l'rabbi soral. That according to Rabbi Kiva, he holds an oral is called like a tummy, like a person that's tummy. Therefore, a person that's tummy, he can't touch the mechatis, he's metama the mechatis. Therefore, according to Rabbi Kiva, if a person that's an oral spritches the mechatis upon a person, the person is not tor. The Omar Rava said, "Have a yesivna kaim of the Rav Yosef. Have a thing in front of Rav Yosef. Vekashla, he had a question that le lishtam etana v'listna yoro v'yatomei v'leimer Rav Akivahi. How come I never found a Mishnah that said clearly that an oral, a person, doesn't have a bris milah, and a tomei is the same person, the same type of alocha? And then we'll say that Mishnah goes according to Rav Akiva. Like if that's Rav Akiva shita, how come no Mishnah ever said like that?" So he said back, V'loi, there's no Mishnah, for Katoni is a Pharisee Mishnah in Chagiga, that says that her oral v'yatomei p'turim in Ariya. It says that a person that's an oral, and a person that's a tamei, he has no mitzvah to be el regal to bring a korban elos ria. So luchura, why? Because a tamei and an oral have the same halacha, that an oral is also like a tamei. So churtzaraya to Rabbi Kiva Shita. Tamura says no. At least he held hasam mishum demoyis. Over there, it's a different svara. The reason why there's no mitzvah to be el regal to go into the base of Middish, because it's mias, like Rashi says, liroyis bazara. A person that's an oral that doesn't have a bris milah, it's not a nice thing for him to come into the base of Middish. Like Hashem is not happy with him. So therefore, that's why he's potter from the mitzvah el regal. But not because an oral maybe has the same halacha like a talmudic person. So this Mishnah will not bring a complete proof to Rabbi Kiva. Now the Gemara says, they go according to their machlokes, like we had before. Rashi says, Reb Yehuda of Rabbanan, the Afligu Liel, be Andrugnis. We had a machlokes before of an Andrugnis. That's a person that has simoni Isha and simoni of a Zohar. He has a Gid and he has a Mokum like an Isha. So if he's Mekadish to Mechatis, he takes the ashes from the Paraduma and puts it into the water. It was a machlokes before if he could be Mekadish or not. The machlokes is that an adrugnis is a Safek Isha. So the Machlokes says, could an Isha be Mekadish to Mechatis? So the Tanya would end like this. It says, HaKol K'sherim Lekadish. Everybody is kosher to be Mekadish to Mechatis. That means to put the ashes of the Paradum into the water. Chutz Mecheres Shoyt V'Kotin. Only excluding Mecheres Shoyt V'Kotin. But everybody else is kosher. Who's everybody else? Even an Isha. An Isha is kosher to be Mekadish to Mechatis. Reb Yehuda machshe bekotin ul paisel b'isha. Reb Yehuda shita is that a kotin is kot. He's machshe bekotin. A kotin could make the kiddush, could put the eifer into the water, but ul paisel b'isha, he holds an isha is possible to make the kiddush by the mechatis. Uve yandrugnis my time with rabbanon. B'isha v'yandrugnis the same svara. That an isha and a drugnis is the same svara, and a drugnis is a sofik isha. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, they can't be mekadish to mechatis. But according to Rabbanin, an isha could. So the Gemara explains my time with Rabbanin. What's the time of the Rabbanin that they hold that by being mekadish, putting the eifer, the ashes of the poraduma into the water, even an isha could do it to be mekadish it. The pasuk says, v'lokhu latomei me'ofa sreifas achatis. This is the pasuk that's talking about now taking the ashes and putting it into the water to be mekadesh it. So Rashi says, "V'lokhu latomei boser asifas aforo ksiv hachavoyde the kiddush." The pasuk before is talking about first after you burn the poraduma, you have to gather together the ashes. That's one avoyde like. That's called asifas aforo. You have to gather together the ashes of the poraduma. Now this pasuk that we afterwards talks about the kiddush. It says v'lochu, you have to take from those ashes and put it into the water. So Rashi says v'yein avoid the masekas peintayin. There's nothing in between it. So therefore the rabbanon hold like this: ha'nich the pasle biasifa. Whoever is posel, they can't gather together the ashes is psulim bekiddush. Who are then not allowed to take the ashes now and throw it into the water? They can't be mekadish to mechatis. Of ahanich the ksherim biasifa, whoever is kosher to gather together the ashes of the paraduma, and achnami is ksherim bekiddush, they're also kodesh, they're kosher to make the kiddush. So Rashi says, for osam darshinan, and by the din of asifa we darshin the osav ish v'loy kotin. We darshin dafka a man and not a kotin. A kotin can't make the asifa, can't gather together the ashes of the paraduma. We darshin tohor lahachshir es isha, that even an isha is allowed to gather together the ashes. So that's the rabbanon's drasha, that who adin by the kiddush of the mechatis of putting the ashes into the water, the same halacha. A kotin that's possible to make the asifa is possible to make the kiddush, and an isha that's kosher to make the asifa, she's also kosher to make the kiddush. That's the rabbanon shita. For Rabbi Yehuda, Amalok, Rabbi Yehuda says no. Im Kain, if the same sulam apply both places, name a kura velokach. It just should have said the word velokach. My velokhu. What's this double lashon rabim of velokhu? Like Rashi says, Im Kain. Tohu asefa nokid lagavi mekadish lichta velokach. Letame, ki echad echsir b'yasifa b'yosaf loshin yochid. Just like by the b'yosaf of gathering together the yeshes, it says a loshin yochid, if the sefer of the kiddush means the same halachas, it should have also used the loshin yochid of lokach. My v'loku, what is a loshin of v'loku? It means to say a different halacha. The afilo hanech the psulam asim means even the people like a cotton that's possible to make the asifa to gather the yeshiv together, ksherim hacha. But over here, by the kiddush, a cotton is kosher. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. For the Gemara, if so, ihacha isha nami, if so, even an isha should be kosher for the kiddush. Like Maduch and Isha is kosher for the Asifa, for sure she should be kosher for the Kiddush. Like Rabbi Yehuda is saying, even a cotton that's possible for the Asifa, but he's allowed to make the Kiddush. So Gemara says, the Pasuk says, V'nosan, and we dashin v'loi v'nosno. So that's Mashin b'feirish, and Isha is possible. That's Rabbi Yehuda's Rosh. Tosis says, the bottom Tosis is a Kroa Yisera Kedorish. It's like an extra Pasuk. That's not a drasha. The whole Torah says in Lashon Zohar, and it applies to Isha, to an Isha also. Now here's from Kroa Yisairu make this drasha. That's the Yudas drasha. Since it says Venosan extra to teach us, and not an Isha. For Rabbanim, what did Rabbanim do with this drasha? Iksiv lokach v'nosan. If it would have said the same words both times, v'lokach and v'nosan havamina shokel chad v'yoyiv chad. I would have thought you have to have two different people. One person has to gather together the ishes, and another person has to put it into the water. You can't have the same person. It's kosav rachmona v'loku. It says no v'loku. V'kosav rachmona v'loku. If it would have just said the word v'loku v'nosnu havamina, I also would have thought to shakli tray v'yoyiv tray, that maybe you dafka need two people to collect the ishes and two people to put it into the water. His kosav rachmona v'loku v'nosan the afilu shakli tray v'yoyiv chad. It's also good. In other words, there's no halacha. You have to have special people for the asifa and for the kiddush. Same person could do both. You could have two for one and one for the other. That's the drasha of lokach v'nosan v'nosno, but not to teach us that anisha is psula. Therefore, the rabbanon say whoever is kosher for the asifa is kosher for the kiddush, and whoever is possible like a cotton is possible for the kiddush. Anisha that's kosher for the asifa is kosher for the kiddush. And if you through the shita is known, we have a ribu even a cotton is kosher. Mashenkin anisha is possible for the kiddush because the pasuk says v'nosan and not v'nosno. Now,